Absolutely.
And this morning, we've got a topic at a bit of a request from one of your customers talking about proposed solar tax.
Yeah, we've had a few customers actually ring up about this one. So here a couple of weeks ago, the AEMC, or the Australian Energy Market Commission, released a paper proposing putting a cost on people with rooftop solar systems that export power back to the grid. I guess we should start with who are the AEMC, or the Australian Energy Market Commission. While sounding very impressive, like a mighty organisation, it's essentially three people. One, the full-time chairman, and two part-time commissioners, and no doubt they'd have a few staff thrown into the mix.
And these are federal and state government appointments?
That's correct, and generally if you're an agitator or someone who pushes to disturb the status quo, you won't land one of these plum gigs. And there's another crowd, and there's more acronyms flowing in plenty this morning. That's the AEMO, Australian Energy Market Operator. And like the AEMC, these are mainly on-paper independent agencies, but typically push the government of the day's agenda. The idea is to maintain a mechanism for governments to be seen to be independently advised so as not to be looking to be pushing an agenda, whilst the independent advice often mirrors the government's agenda. It seems to be how governments tend to work these days.
So we've introduced the organisations there. So is there a problem with solar systems feeding back into the grid?
Yes, there is. Yep. And it's been a growing problem for over a decade. And all stakeholders knew it was coming. All stakeholders knew that something had to be done. So yes, there is definitely a real problem. And yes, it needs addressing. The idea, however, is better than the last time they tried to push something like this, though, which was about this time last year, actually. All they wanted then was a flat-out solar tax to go back to networks, which hopefully would have to spend to improve the grid. Unfortunately, we know from history, energy networks don't like spending money unless there is a hefty profit for them, or they just have to. They also don't like change. I also must mention TasNetworks, our network provider in the state, is probably the best-run network in Australia. So when we talk about networks doing nefarious things, I'm mainly talking about mainland networks. But as Tasmania is part of the national energy market, mainland shenanigans do directly affect us down here, despite our best efforts to run our own show. TasNetworks is government-owned, so we the people actually own it, unlike on the mainland where many energy utility public assets were privatised. So no one wants to spend any money in case they upset a shareholder's dividend return. It's just how capitalism works.
And what do AEMC want to do?
So they want solar system owners to pay a small fee to be able to access the network to sell their power back to. They've also said it would be years away as they need to work out a system with all stakeholders, work out a system to implement the changes, fee structures, etc.
So is it anything to worry about it yet?
Not so much as yet, but I just feel they're trying to test the waters to see how much pushback they get. Problem is, this might be the thin end of the wedge, Lee. Small fees can turn into large fees, which networks might just chuck into their profits and not spend a cent on making the grid more accessible for solar owners. We know from history they won't spend a dollar unless they're forced to, and the best way to determine someone's future behaviour is examining their past behaviour. So this brings me on to my next point. Thinking up weird solar taxes or fees or schemes to incentivise networks to make the grid more accessible isn't as effective as what the energy industry has been missing for the best part of a decade, and that's policy and regulations. We have had not one single energy policy since 2013. Brain fart, like this AEMC tax, if you want to call it that, is what happens when we have an absence of policy and direction. So we're meant to have a government that can regulate a direction of action to take us to a planned outcome. We've had none of that for so long. Trying to create and get up an effective future-proof energy policy has killed off the career of more than one Prime Minister. So in the absence of government policy and regulation, we have ideas like this to try and fill the void. The problem's actually there. It has to be sorted, but yeah, without clear direction, we have these things. And we know adding fees won't reach the wider goal of a more accessible grid. We know it's going to turn into a cash grab from the networks. Everyone knew for over 10 years that something had to be done, but just lack of direction just meant nothing got done, and this is where we've arrived.
So I guess change takes leadership, but an energy policy is certainly the poison chalice to no political leader really wants to drink from.
No, I think you've hit the nail right in the head there, Lee.
Yeah.
That's definitely where we're at. So things you can do, look, solar citizens, just Google those guys. They're holding a petition, which is a mechanism to show that a solar tax, if you want to call it that, is not going to wash with Tasmanians, as this is still just a discussion paper. A good pushback now might encourage them to pull their head in a bit. Hopefully we get a government that can show some vision and bring an energy policy to the table that can guide all of Australia or the whole energy market for the next decade.
So at this point, be alert, but not be alarmed.
That's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah.
I don't think, it's still years away, and there's a lot of talking and negotiation to go before anything actually happens. So this week's interesting energy fact comes off a question we had a few weeks ago. So how much energy does a Google search use?
Got no idea.
Well, we're find out. So 10 Google searches uses enough power to light up a 60-watt light globe. Google completes 63,000 searches per second. So that's 63,000 times 60-watt globes, or 3,780 kilowatts, or 3.78 megawatt of electrical load. So one-third of what a typical Tasmanian home uses in a year, every single second for Google.
Wow, every single second. That's amazing, isn't it?
It's a phenomenal amount of power.
That is a lot of power indeed. And speaking of power, DMS Energy, you're the Northwest Coast's busiest electrical contractor and also renewable energy specialist there.
That's right, covering all the Northwest Coast, all the way through to Launceston and beyond. And I think we're even finishing another job in Temer this week, so it gives you how far we'll travel.
You're on Facebook and you're also on the net?
That's correct, so look for all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or you can give us a bell on 1300 502 599. Or we'd love to see you at our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton.
It's Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. You have a great week, Adrian, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks.